Dear Chicago.
Sounds sad.
Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And we're
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Oh my God, you guys.
Happy Pride! Woohoo!
I am so nervous right now. Like, I don't know why the live shows always make me nervous. I think it's because I'm so afraid that people can't hear us. And like, I'm going to fuck up.
Kinda Daddy, like, can you hear me? Daddy, can you
hear
me?
Does that mean I have daddy issues? Is that what you're saying?
Probably.
Oh, you guys, this is Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is for once in my fucking life, Roger.
Well, good to know. Thank you guys for joining us at, 10 p.m. Eastern time. I know there's a bunch of stuff you could be doing because it's Saturday and you're home listening to us, which is lovely. Thank you very much.
Who's Z?
Oh, I guess they're tired. They're CPCs. Big Fatty likes to take a nap for some reason. Anytime that we're live, he takes a nap. Oh. Like, I don't understand. It's like we're his Ambien.
Oh,
it's really weird.
It's probably the balls that are heavy.
It's taking like all the blood from his head.
It's, yeah.
Ew, I don't even want to think about it. Okay, you guys are making me nervous. Some people can hear us, some people can't. I think you have to like
refresh
the feed.
Refresh.
So, you guys, we have. Why do I have to refresh?
Oh, no, not you refresh.
Okay.
Refreshed?
I'm going to be here in a few minutes. I don't know if you guys saw the picture that was posted on the Foul Monkeys page of Roger and I. We're going to try something new today, and we're really excited about it.
It's Are we really doing this now?
To sit right here in this spot because you have to stand up or it's like sit up straight.
Yeah, it's hard.
And no one likes to do that.
It's real hard.
So you guys, I hope Pride 48 has been fun for you this weekend. I've gotten to drop in a few times and listen to a few shows. Thank you, David, for the previous show. And
for that wonderful introduction.
Yeah. So what do we have going on today? How have you been? What's happening?
I'm fucking sweaty as hell.
You are sweaty. And there's like no room. It's 72 in this apartment.
It's about 20 degrees too fucking hot in here.
You're ridiculous. All right, we have pictures already showing up in the chat room. Oh, I'm kind of nervous. Oh, there's the pictures of us. We are finally doing our Mariah impressions, you guys.
You have no
we're
idea.
Really excited about this. It's been like 4 hours and we wanted to try it live on Pride 48.
Well, so just to give you a background, she introduced this drink about I don't know, like a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago. And she calls it Butterfly. Tony. And so I went out to Walgreens and bought us these gorgeous bottles.
Just beautiful. It has a butterfly on it. It's called Butterfly.
Roger's daddy posted a picture, so you can click on the picture to see.
You can see the pictures
apparently
of us holding the
my
bottles.
Daddy, who I haven't spoken to in
oh, like, he's here.
Teens.
That's how important
years.
Pride 48 is to people.
Clearly. He came on just for me. That's
awesome. That's so nice of your dad. This was not in the bargain bin. Mariah is dead. I don't know who that is, but Mariah is not dead.
It's probably one of them It's All About Me cast members.
Probably.
Fucking hateful bitches.
So wait, we're gonna read the bottle, and then we're gonna say what we think this drink tastes like.
I'll let you read the back. I'll read the front. You read the back.
Yeah, the back has harder words.
I can read the back.
Okay.
You want me to read the back?
Go ahead. No, go ahead. You read the front.
Okay. So the drink is called Butterfly, a melodic beverage inspired by the magic of Mariah Carey.
It's so ridiculous.
Soak
but I
it.
Love it.
Soak it in, bitches.
Love it. And it has this thing on the front that you scan with your phone. You download an app and then you scan it. And then when you hold it up in front of the bottle, like butterflies fly around it. There's like videos
and pictures
and stuff like that. So that's
which I think
cool.
is very clever. When you I like when they do product like that.
Right. So on the back it says Butterfly, all capital letters. Gives everyone something new to sing about, Let this melodic blend of sophisticated sweetness lift you to your high notes every day that you pamper yourself with a sip of Butterfly, inspired by Mariah Carey.
Which, just so you guys know, the ingredients are filtered water, sugar, natural flavors, which whatever that means, citric acid, malic acid, sodium benzoate, preservatives, potassium sorbate, sucrose, red 40, and blue 1.
Joe in Dallas says this is going to taste like crazy and chicken and waffles.
No, actually, I sent a text message to Ricky and I told him that it was going to taste like butterflies, rainbows, shit, and fairy dust.
Or no, you said butterflies, rainbows, fairy dust, and assholes, I think is what you said. So this is pink colored. So I imagine, all right, I think this is going to be sweet.
Tastes like Popeyes.
I think, oh God, I wish. That would be like, oh my God, could you imagine getting a Popeyes drink?
No, Roger's daddy, that is not my dream ring.
Let me see the dream ring.
You need to research Mariah Carey's Butterfly ring. Oh,
wrong one. That's the wrong one. That's the
wrong one. Totally.
So I think this is going to taste probably like cotton candy or something. Cotton candy, something sweet, candy-like.
Well, it doesn't have any, like, it's not fizzy. It has to have
something.
So it's not. It's just going to taste like sugar rush. So should we open?
Yeah, we're going to open it.
Okay.
Let's smell it first.
Wait, I can't. Mine didn't pop.
Like a fine wine.
My butterfly did not pop.
Oh.
It's already faulty.
Keep pulling. There we go.
There we go.
So we're going to smell it first.
Oh, God. This
smells fruit juicy.
It smells fruity. Shit.
Are you ready?
Here, cheers.
Cheers, Mariah. Cheers, Butterfly.
Hey, girl. Hey. It's fine.
Why?
Oh, my God.
Okay. You ready? This is interesting. It's really sweet. It's fruit. It tastes strawberries or something.
Oh,
like what were we talking about? It's different.
Actually kind of
tasty. It's not bad.
It's not bad.
I but it's probably really,
it's like Kool-Aid, like watered down grape Kool-Aid.
I would probably water it down a little bit more.
Yeah,
because it's a little sweet.
Oh, it does say I have that little cotton taste. Mm-hmm. I have it.
I also think this would probably make you even more thirsty.
Yeah. Well, no, I think it would actually taste better if there was liquor in there.
Oh my God, like vodka?
Yes. Yes. Like
vodka. Oh my God. I'm going to have this for the Pride Parade. I'm like, this is Mariah Carey Butterfly. There's no alcohol in this.
I'm going to go to Sidetrack and be like, bitches, can I get a Butterfly vodka?
I bet it's coming.
Get on it.
Actually, hashtag this is not bad. It's not as bad as I thought it would be. I mean, it's ridiculous, the naming, the product, and everything, but it's not bad.
No, it's actually good.
Oh, we're drinking Mariah Carey's bathwater. If her bathwater tastes that like good,
I want to drink it all the time. I'd eat her shit. I wouldn't. No, not that far. No.
All right, so you guys, oh my God, Roger and I had the best time last night.
Yeah, we did.
We went to go see this live podcast called...
Oh, before you go.
Oh.
So we just want to say hi. I want to stop you dead in your tracks. Let's say hi to a couple of people in the chat room.
Oh, in the chat room. Yes. Okay.
I feel like that's our dude.
Oh my God, Archer's in the room.
I have no idea who that is, but thanks.
You don't know, but people back in the day know who Archer is. Oh my God, that excites me so much. All right, keep going. You can't really
So we're going to say read hi the room the whole to time. Everyone in the podcast. I mean, everyone in the room.
Oh,
anyways, go ahead.
It's ruined. It's just I hired the person with the lowest test scores ever to be on this show.
Was that Waylon and Brad? That's why they're not on anymore. Oh, that's no, I so said sad.
Hired. I said hired.
That was clearly
helping. I'm helping you.
Clearly I'm not getting
so
paid.
We have Archer in the room. We have Big Fatty. We have Brother Sinatus. We have Crone AFK. We have Daniel Brewer, the sound Nazi. I hope this sounds okay. We have Foul Bacon.
If he's a sound Nazi, he needs to listen to his shows.
Their shows are good.
Bam.
You don't even know what show you're talking about. What show are they on?
DI Plus.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, they sound perfect.
Bitch. I know. I'm just kidding.
So we have
not really Foul... because the person he
Adam.
Yes, he always sounds like he's calling from a phone. Sorry.
Hashtag truth.
Hashtag spilling the truth.
So we have foul Blue Jeans guy. We have foul Eddie. We have foul RT Cruiser, who is in Australia right now listening to us.
Oh my God.
It's like Sunday there.
Wait, who is he with in Australia? Is he with Jane? Or is he perusing?
What?
What? Oh, I'm thinking
of RC.
He's
from Australia.
Duh.
Oh my God.
Sorry, I forgot.
Sorry about that. We have Foul Timmy Sims, we have Jada Tristan, Jimmy Bear, Joe in Dallas, John from Secretly Timid, we have Mariah is Dead, we have, oh my God, Melinda Marissa Miranda is in the room.
MMM. Oh! Oh my God, I'm so excited!
We have Montand or Montand. We have Nowhere TJ is a FK, but I can't read all that. congratulations, TJ, for the since you're going to be mayor like on August 22nd. But Roger, what do you see over here against the wall? Yeah, that's a case of matches. We're ready.
Yeah.
So have fun cleaning up that mess. We have Phoenix Dave. We have pleased to meet you _ C. I think it's cut off. Q Sledge. We have Rick G. We have Roger's daddy. We have Sexy Lexi, which is Timmy. I think Timmy Sims. Dog, which that's amazing. And then we have Steve Chiller. What's
I'm bored.
Well, let's fucking give something. I mean, read. And Veritable Virgo. So thank you all for coming to our show, and we will talk to you later. Oh my God, just rude.
Root.
So you guys, we have our phone line open if you want to call. Our number is 863-666-0377 if you would like to give us a call. We have some Foul Monkeys history questions. We're going to give away a little prize if you get the answer to the question, which is amazing, which I need to look up actually one of the answers real quick. So Roger, how about you talk?
Okay, so we'll go ahead and
talk about last night.
Yeah, so last night we went to go to a fabulous show. We actually went to go see Throwing Shade. It was at the main stage yesterday, and it was we have a call.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, turn up your volume because it's not on.
We have 605.
Don't give the number. No numbers,
girl. I know how to do this. Answer.
Hello, caller.
Give it a second. Don't rush.
Hello, caller. Can you hear us? Oh, is it not working?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh. Oh. This is Kathy Bacon. I can tell already. Are you okay?
I had my headphones plugged in. I'm going, how come I can't talk to you? Oh my gosh. I'm so funny.
How are you doing, Miss Bacon?
I'm good.
Yeah? Are you ready? You haven't done your show yet, right? It's coming. Is it tomorrow?
No, it's tomorrow morning at 9:00 my time. And I'm ready. And we'll be ready. It'll be fun.
I can't wait to hear it. I'm going to try to be up that early. Oh. Wait, that's 10:00 our time, right? So I should be up by then.
Oh, yeah.
So we have
Unless
some...
you're on your first nap.
Oh, well, it could be. I could be on my first nap because we love a nap. So...
Well, and the girls like to get you up so early.
Oh, my God, so early. No. Don't even get me started.
Wait, no, I need to scold Roger.
Oh, okay.
Don't give away the color.
Yeah, don't give away the number.
I was not giving away. First of all, I was not giving away the number. I was just saying the area code so people
right.
So we
but
know.
People know where. Like no one
no,
lives in that
no.
area code, except for her.
Oh, well, I didn't know that. So that we did that the last time.
Of course. Of the 52 people in the chat room, I'm sure 48 of them know my number anyway.
I wasn't going to give the full number. I was just going to say 605. That's all I was saying.
All right. So, Miss...
No, it's okay.
Miss Bacon.
Hit me up.
We have some questions here. I need you to pick a number between 1 and 6. We will ask you the question. If you get it correct, you will win... What are we going to give a prize? Let's say a $10 iTunes gift card.
Number three.
Number three, are you ready? You're going to get this right, so let me go ahead and put your name down because I know you're going to get it. Foul Monkeys was known for two things before Ricky moved to Chicago. What were those two things?
Foul Monkeys was known for two things before Ricky moved to Chicago, begging for money and losing weight.
You are correct. Ding, 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 ding. We have our first winner. Congratulations, Miss Bacon.
Oh, I won the prize.
Please contact foulmonkeys@gmail.com so we can send you your prize information. Thank you.
Okie dokie.
All right, bye.
Bye.
That was fun.
That was fun. Wait, who is saying better co-hosts? Oh, God damn.
I don't, whatever. I don't, I'm not even reading the room because I don't have time for that because.
Oh, where'd the sheet go?
Oh,
where'd it go?
It went underneath the,
Damn it.
Because if, probably on underneath all the way. Girl, I can't.
Oh, my
I
God.
Can't.
So we'll just get another piece of paper because I'm not bending down for that shit. All right, so that was fun. I knew she would get that because she's been listening for a long time. Back in the day when I moved in Chicago, or before I moved to Chicago, a lot of people said that our show would be for begging money and losing weight. Because at the time, I was like on this exercise plan and I lost a lot of weight, which gained it all back. I need to work. I'm working on it, though.
Mm-hmm.
So those were the two things. So congratulations, Miss Bacon.
Congrats. Dun, 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 dun.
So last night, let's go a little bit further and then if we get another call, we'll take it.
Oh, okay. It was a lot of fun. I had a great time. They were fucking hysterical. I definitely suggest if I don't.
Did
I
you
don't,
say who we went to go see?
Yeah, throwing shade. I'm not sure if they're where else they're headed towards in the States. I don't know if their tour is ending soon. But if they are coming to your city, please, I advise you go see them.
They were amazingly funny in person. I mean, you can see their videos online on Funny or Die, but it's just totally. They had like current topics that were associated with Chicago. They were like talking about how they took the L and how they saw the Trump Tower.
Ugh.
Because you guys, we're in a scandal right now. Two things.
Emmanuel.
It downpoured rain today. That's why.
I mean, Jesus was like just, he was.
Jesus
he was
poured one out for his homies.
Like all day long.
And then you guys, Donald Trump has decided that he's going to put the word Trump on his building in Chicago. And the mayor is not happy about it.
Oh, no, no. He is not happy about it. But at least he decided to pick the right font.
That's what they said. They said his font is amazing.
You know, they were like, oh, he could have done curly cues. But, right. You know, clearly that's not the direction he was going towards, which is perfect for him.
So you guys remember we have a couple more questions to go. So you can give us a call at any time that you like, 863-666-0377. Can someone please type that in the room because I don't have time for it.
Thank you. we did already. They did.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
This chat room is really distracting. I'll tell you.
Yeah, you have to be careful because they will pull you in and it'll make you have a sucky show and then they'll say how sucky your show was.
Well, and it's all their fault.
All their fault. I wish Mariah would call too. Oh.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
So amazing. And we also had some drinks last night, which made it the situation a little bit better. So
yeah, I think that we're gonna start drinking on our shows.
We should, because we talked a lot more last night and we said some crazy shit. Like I feel sorry for anyone that was sitting next to us, especially when we were waiting for Throwing Shade to come on.
Well, especially when the lady that was sitting right next to me took up about four seats. that Ricky over here.
Why does Mariah Carey look even more beautiful bald? I love it.
Oh, we have another call. I guess I'm not going to say what the number is.
No, don't.
Clearly.
Can you turn up the volume? Because it's off.
It's on.
Oh. How come it didn't ring?
I just answered it.
Okay. Hello, caller. Can you hear us?
I need you to hold on for a second.
You have like Hello? The slowest computer ever.
Hello?
Say what? Hello?
Oh, my God. Who is this?
Oh my God, you guys sound totally skimpy.
Oh, is it bad? Can you hear us? Okay.
I can hear you. It just sounds like you're on a really bad speakerphone, but.
Oh, sorry.
I just called to say hello, and Mariah Carey does have a fat vagina. I'm sorry.
Oh, now, so why? Why are you saying such bad things? Her vagina is not fat.
Yeah. Did you not see that picture all up in her moose knuckle? I bet you she fucking claps when she walks.
That was not even real.
No, that was real.
Oh,
it was?
Oh, that's a real picture.
Oh, no.
No. She's got that Khloe Kardashian moose knuckle going.
Maybe she had a pad on.
Who knows? No, her lips were damn near talking.
Yeah. If she had a pad on, it wouldn't have been so pronounced.
I love that probably her downstairs lips pronounce every word perfect.
You could fucking motorboat those things.
Oh, I would. What? I would totally motorboat those saloon doors. Hello?
Those wizard sleeves? I'd wear them.
So, Nessa, do you want to answer one of the questions?
Sure, I will answer one of the questions.
Okay. Please give me what number did I ask already? Oh, 1, 2, 4, 5, or 6?
I'm going to go for 4.
Number four, are you ready?
I am ready.
Who is Roger's favorite artist?
Didn't we just talk about her vagina? No, wait.
Oh, should I accept that as an answer, Roger?
No, because that's not it.
No.
No, okay, give her a second chance.
Mariah Carey, like, I feel like it's Janet Jackson, because I feel like Mariah Carey isn't number one. I'm going to say Janet Jackson.
Ding, 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 ding. You are correct. Dun, dun,
dun. Yay! I actually listened to you.
Well, thank you. Oh, my God. I feel so honored.
I don't listen to a lot anymore, so.
I feel extremely honored that you actually got that.
You don't listen because you're continuously running on a treadmill and eating Toblerone?
And then I got my heart defect and I got really big horse teeth and I need carrots and sugar cubes.
Okay.
Would you like,
so Nessa,
maybe we should send the people a bottle of the butterfly.
Well, they can get it at their local Walgreens if they want.
Oh,
we're going to give her something better, which she could probably
we'll send that with the gift.
No, because this is electronic. We're not sending physical gifts. Are you crazy? That costs money.
Okay.
You know what? Whatever prize it is, donate it to Pride 48. I'm
good
with that.
Oh, my God. You are so sweet.
I just wanted to call and talk to you guys.
All right. Well, you could have won a $10 iTunes card, but Pride 48 got
$10. Well, donate that $10 to Pride 48.
We will do that. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
Of course.
And thank you for being such a good and thanks for being a listener. Yay.
I try. I may be high on Ambien when I listen, but I listen.
Oh, that's even better. I'm usually high on Ambien when I'm recording, so.
And I'm just usually high.
Girl, I'm telling you, the past couple weeks I've had to take myself off of the computer or I will start buying shit left and right. Like, it's like, I don't even care anymore.
I just put on random cardboard boxes on my head and tell Derek I have to go to the store, so.
That's awesome.
I put on my hat. All right, I've monopolized enough of your show. You guys have a good night, all right?
Thank you. Bye. Love you.
Bye. Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Thank you for calling. Yay, we love Nessa. We have a lot of stuff going on in the room, but I can't look. But I'm sorry. But it looks like there's a lot of Mariah photos. So you guys, we understand that you love her a lot. But calm down. Seriously. Do you want to take another sip of our butterfly?
No, because it's going to...
Melodic beverage?
No.
No?
I will. It's going to send my sugar...
It's just going to send your sugar out the roof.
It's going to give me BDs. Michael Bittis. Lawson would... I'd have to consult with Michael Lawson. Which, by the way, I love him.
Oh, he's so cute, right?
Oh, my God. I just want to have... I want to make sex with him.
Do you want to put enough semen in him for him to have 18 of your babies?
Well, he didn't like... Remember that the last one, he was like, he didn't like the taste of semen unless...
Well, how do you taste it if it's in your butt?
Wow.
Because if you taste it and it's going in your butt, that's a lot of semen. Well, I don't know what's happening, but that's not
my autograph is pretty big.
Yeah, it's like there's not enough room inside you. So oh my god!
Speaking of speaking of autographs, yesterday I went to go pick up a little thing of like a postcard because I wanted to get. I was going to jokingly try to get an autograph of Throwing Shade, and then of course, like Ricky was like, "Oh my god." Don't do that. That's so like uncouth. It's like, no, don't
That's
do that.
That's like 1992.
Right. No one does like, that. I was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I'm going to give them my autograph. What are you talking about?
Oh, you're giving your autograph away for free now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then went sexual and just got really weird.
So let's see here. We have some more questions, you guys. So make sure you, if you would like to win a prize, you give us a call. 863-666-0377. If you want us to maybe answer a question for you or you have something to talk about, let us know. So we're going to go on to our next thing here. Oh, we did the Mariah Carey's drink, right?
Yep.
So, Roger, wait, what happened?
Well, didn't we have any, like, oh, do we want to do the whole word thing that I told you about yesterday?
Not yet.
Okay.
Because you know I talked to you about losing the mayorship of Square Town, right?
Ugh, are we still talking about that fictitious place?
So it's my understanding that there is a person in this room that did not vote. And that vote is what separated me from being the mayor. I voted for myself and there's no one else in the room. So... explain yourself.
I voted.
Really?
Yes, several times actually.
Oh, you did.
So that vote that if this they must have pulled a Florida because I voted.
Larry H. Vader, I am not doing my laundry at this moment. That'll be tomorrow around 12. Laundry is Sunday days. Yes. Foul Monkeys used to be known for me doing my laundry while we're recording and hearing the dryer buzzer go off.
Okay, wait. Larry, there's nothing different. I promise you, there is nothing fucking different. The only difference is the laundry is not close by where you hear the buzzer as clear. Because every fucking time I come here, what are you doing?
On Sunday. Laundry.
Right. Every time.
No, it just happens when we're recording, the buzzer doesn't go off. Because right. You could hear it if it went off.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, every time I come over here, it's like, you're doing laundry. So, Larry, nothing has changed.
And I don't have a buzzer queued up, so I'm sorry. I can't really make one for you. Okay, that sounds like constipation and a problem.
Didn't you just want to go poopies?
I did need to go poop earlier, but now I'm okay. I'm, like, prairie dogging it. I'm prairie dogging it.
You got a third time in booking it now.
Tortuga de head.
What? What? Anyway.
So, yeah, I lost the mayorship of Square Town.
Fuck that place.
Because of you.
Can we burn it down?
We're going to rebuild. We're burning and rebuilding.
Oh, can we make our own place? Can we make Foul Monkey Tropolis? Monkey Tropolis?
That sounds stupid.
What are we going to make?
Don't give any more ideas, please.
Fuck you.
Let's see. Hey Ricky, love you. Oh, that's I don't know how to say your screen name, but he's in Australia too. He's just Karen Nalumbra. I don't know how to say that. I'm sorry. I'm American.
Wouldn't it be Kieran Umbra?
Yeah, maybe that's it. It could be. I don't know. But thank you for listening. We really appreciate it.
It is Squares Town. Squares Town.
Squares Town. That's what I said.
No, Dan. He's so dreamy.
Yeah, he's cool.
I love him.
Oh, Daniel says, for someone who doesn't read the chat room, Ricky is doing a good job. A great job. So you guys, also, I want to remind you guys, anyone that's listening that came into the room. Thank you, Foul Banking. Or anyone that's going to be listening when we release this show, make sure you go over to pride48.com and hit the donate button. Because any of that money goes to, like, us giving you free entertainment to you through this website.
Yes.
And all that great stuff. So make sure you head it on over to pride48.com and hit the donate button.
Yes. And it's a great organization for us because it brings us all together. And we're able to do these fun shows and not so fun shows, but...
You know,
but it's all brought to you for free. We have a one-off, and sometimes we, you know what, we have a one-off day, and sometimes people need that.
Yeah,
right.
Sometimes there's a little bit of a tearjerker, and sometimes we need that.
Oh my God, that's interesting that you say that. I can't really talk about it right now because no one has called, so I can ask
the question.
The question. So give us a call, 863-666-0377. This is amazing because it's less money out of my pocket if you don't call.
Wow.
So what else do we have to talk about?
I don't know. Goodbye.
Oh. Let's talk about the picture of the hot model prisoner that I think was arrested for murder. I'm not for sure, but he's so hot.
The felon? Like,
oh my God.
He took a good picture.
He did take a good picture because inside, no. Please don't. That scares me. It sounds like a gunshot.
So we're eating in a restaurant today, and we're literally in the restaurant. 30 minutes in, still have not been asked to what we wanted to order.
Oh, a phone call. We have a caller. We have a caller. Is it an international?
Oh my God. Shh.
Oh.
And 269, please call back. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Who are we speaking to?
This is Christian from Pleased to Meet You.
Hi, Christian. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
We are fantasmerific.
Oh.
How's that Mariah Tears taste?
Mariah Tears are lovely.
Wait, correction. Did he say Mariah Piss or Mariah Tears?
He said Tears, right?
I could have sworn he said Tears. Piss.
Because her album didn't sell too well.
Oh, he said Tears.
Y'all,
and we're hanging up.
Look here. It's an electronic age. It's an electronic age. No one buys albums anymore. So that's what happened. So, Christian, do you want to answer one of our questions?
Sure. I'll give it a go.
Okay. So we have question 1, 2, 5, or 6?
Question 5.
Okay. What episode number is the crying episode?
The crying episode?
Yes.
Oh, throw some poo because I'm not going to get this one. I don't have a clue.
That is incorrect. I can't give you the answer because just in case someone else tries to guess it also, because we had another
stop
person
throwing answers on the damn chat room.
Oh. Well, none
that's
of you
okay.
Are
okay. I gave it the good call. Let's try.
Yes, thank you very much, Christian, for calling. We really appreciate it.
All right,
thank you for calling, Christian.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
So the other person that was calling, you can call back if you'd like.
Yes, please. Although, sorry. Oh, now it's an unknown phone call. Should we take it? Oh,
it's unknown. Yes, it might be the hot model guy from jail.
Oh my God. Wait. Hi, is this inmate 5569? Hello?
Uh-huh.
Is this inmate?
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, it's an Australian.
Oh, hi.
Ricky.
Yes.
And Roger. Hi.
Hi.
It's Liam. It's Tirani Umbra.
Oh, hey. Sorry I can't pronounce your name.
Jackass.
Nobody can. Don't worry about it.
Does it mean something in Australian?
No. It's a combination Indian Star Trek Latin name I made up for myself a long time ago.
Oh, that's like way too much information because I don't even know anything about Star Trek.
Hush your mouth.
I just started watching the one with Patrick Stewart with Tony. He's
and,
been
and
watching
Whoopi?
It. No, I haven't seen her. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still there. The reception's very, very dodgy. I'm just buying chocolate.
Oh, you're buying chocolate.
Yes.
Or is it Nestle's?
No, Cadbury's.
I love Cadbury. Do you guys have Cadbury eggs like 24/7, 365 there?
You do, but they're disgusting. They're just they're the confectionery equivalent of Vegemite. That shit's nasty.
Oh my God, I love them. You can send all of them to the United States because we only have them for Easter.
What? Really? Yes. We have those all the time here.
Oh my gosh,
they're disgusting. They're gross.
Well, they're delicious. Would you like to answer a question?
I would love to answer a question.
Okay, you have question one, question two, question five, or question six?
Okay, five.
You said question five? I can't hear him. What does he say?
Question five.
He did?
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, question five. Sorry.
Okay, so that's what episode number is the crying episode?
54.
Did you say 54?
Episode 54.
Close, but no cigar. And by close, I mean not really close at all.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Is it costing you money to call us?
I only just found out that the cell plan that I've been on for about 4 years, I get $90 free international calls a month, and I never knew that.
Oh, we're so fancy. Thank you for giving us some of your 90 minutes.
We like your 90 minutes.
No worries. Yes.
Well, thank you for calling and trying on the question.
I will. Okay. Bye.
Bye. We love you.
Thank you so much. Okay, now 269, please call.
So basically, you guys probably should not say you want to answer question number five because it's kind of hard. Oh, they left us a Google voicemail.
Yeah, I think it's 269, whoever that is.
All right, so let's play the voicemail.
Wait. They're probably going to call, and then we're not going to be able to answer the phone call.
No, we can. We can play the voicemail over the phone, over my phone, and then if they call, then here we go. And they left no answer.
It's like, clearly.
So 269, give us a call if you would like.
It's from Michigan, so.
What else do we got going on? We got 20 minutes. And we do not need 20 minutes of silence. Look at me.
Train wreck. Ugh, these people are hateful.
Oh, you know what? We have some iTunes reviews. Let's go ahead and do that because there are some a little long. You guys, I had tweeted earlier that if you left an iTunes review before 6 o'clock today, then you would be entered into a contest to win a prize.
Oh, we're having
is this a caller?
No.
It's not a caller?
It is a caller. I'm sorry. It's not 269.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
Oh, Ricky.
Yes, hello.
This is Roger.
It's both of us.
Hey, it's David, the Blue Jeans guy.
Hey, David, how are you?
Hey, David.
Great, how about you guys?
We're wonderful. We were listening to your podcast for about 20 minutes before we started.
Well, thank
you. It was interesting, like personal, like more personal than I think I could ever be.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I always try to do that with my show.
Awesome. I was telling Roger, like, who you are. You're, like, inspirational speaker, like, positivity and stuff like that. Because I don't know if he's listened to your show or had a chance, so I was explaining to him who you were.
Well, I hope you do give it a listen.
Oh, I will. I'll definitely give it a listen.
Oh, sorry. We had a bunch of...
Thank you.
Hold on. All right. So, do you want to answer some question? A question?
Sure, I'm a glutton for punishment. Why not?
Okay, so we all know question number five is the crying episode. So if you can't answer that one, you probably shouldn't choose number five. So we have one, two, five, or six.
Let me do one.
Number one. Who was Ricky's first co-host?
Oh, crap. Uh, God. I should know this one, too.
Mm-hmm. You should. You got about 10 seconds.
Ricky and... Oh! I used to listen to those episodes, too. Okay. Okay.
We can't give the answer away. I'm sorry. You'll have to keep listening. Hopefully someone will guess it.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Mwah.
Great show, guys.
Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All righty. Well... No one's going to answer these questions. I'm glad I picked some hard ones.
All right, you guys, just for a rule of thumb, please listen. When we're on a phone call, you guys can't call us because we're trying to talk to someone and we can't connect you bitches together.
Right.
So you need to listen to the show live since we're live. If we're talking to someone, just give it a second and then call us when they are off the line because we do not have two-way. This ain't a motherfucking three-way.
I think you can. We just need to figure it out.
No, you actually can't. It doesn't give you that option.
Then how do they do Google Hangouts for shows?
That's different. This is a phone call.
Google
Hangout is through the internet.
Oh, and our phone calls aren't coming through internet?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't fucking know. Goddamn it, listen to the fucking phone. Listen to the goddamn conversation before you call.
Oh, Lord. Let's see if this person left a message. And 10 seconds of silence. Thank you. We appreciate it. Give us a call. Whoever was just calling, you can call us back. So what were we talking about before that? We were talking about...
We were going to do the reviews.
Oh, yes.
Oh, and in the meantime, while you do that, I just want to send... Oh, motherfucker.
I think this might be our last call. So, you answered it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hola.
For the love of God, could someone answer these questions so you can hurry up and get off the air, Ricky?
Oh my God, Larry Vader. How dare you call us?
Oh. Well, I'm just doing some promo since I have to stay up until midnight to do a little show with Nessa and Curtis and I guess we can call him Archer tonight.
Oh, so, I had a sneaking suspicion that he was going to be on.
Well, I don't think it's a secret. I think you just didn't read the website.
I probably didn't because I don't.
Right.
Do you want to answer a question?
Well, I can answer the one you just asked, maybe.
Okay, so if you want to choose that one, that's fine.
I think, was that question one, I believe?
Yes, it was. Who was Ricky's first co-host?
I am going to go with America's favorite racist, Julian.
Wrong.
Is that really wrong?
Yes, you're real wrong.
Like, very wrong. Like, so wrong it hurts.
We are sorry you were a loser, Mr. Vader.
I am a loser. It's okay.
So you're going to be on at 12, right?
Yeah, I'll maybe if I can stay awake that long. So
well, you can be like Big Fatty and just nap.
No, he's already in bed. I just talked to him.
Oh, so. he likes to take an hour nap during our show. I'm not for sure why, but
well, he went out to the PatricksPubOnline.com version 2 and had a few gins, and now he's in the coma. So, yeah.
Poor Big Fatty.
So anyway, y'all have a lovely show. And Ricky,
yes.
I would imagine that the Taco Bell will still be open when you're done, so you can listen to me while you're in the drive-thru.
Oh my God, can you believe they close at like 9 o'clock here?
What?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh. Not really. Really?
I think they open till like
you
12
know
maybe.
That.
Yeah, I do know.
Right.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, bye, boys.
Bye. Okay, so we're going to do the iTunes reviews now. We are taking a pause on callers right now.
Yes, no more calls for right now. I know 269, you tried to call again.
We need to get... You need to be faster. You need to get on the dial.
No,
get on
269, we will tell you when to call.
Get on the horn. That's what I mean.
269. I think it's Timmy Sims. So that's okay. Why, yeah. and he's calling. So we're just going to go ahead and take the call.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and do that.
He's trying to get through.
Bueno?
Did I get through?
Hola, thank you for calling. Who is this?
Hola, this is AT&T.
This is Timmy Sam.
Hey, Timmy, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm the 269.
Oh, well, thank you for letting us know. You're really slow on the dialer.
It kept going to voicemail.
I see that your dog Lexi is on the line. Like, she's in the chat room. How is she doing
that? No,
that's
not my dog. I don't know who sexy Lexi is. I've heard it all day long, and I thought it was super cute. But how can my dog be on the phone?
Could you put her on the phone, please?
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute. Wake up. Wake up. Aww. Wake up. No, you know. She's like, what are you doing? Don't ask me any question that has anything to do with your show, because I have a memory.
Well, just be honest. You don't listen. It's okay.
Give me one. No, I listen, because you haven't done one forever.
Well, you know what? How about I give you maybe an easier question?
Okay. Just for the record, I did leave a message, and you can play that if you want to, because it was kind of nice.
Okay, I will
do
that.
And I'm not going to repeat it.
Okay. We will play it.
Give me an easy question.
Okay. What are the names?
Do I get to win something?
Yes, of course, if you answer it. You ready?
You send it to me, because instant gratification does not send prizes. And I still have not received a prize from Big Daddy's 1800 callers.
Look, this is not a call and complain podcast.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, we're down to 10 minutes, so we need to wrap this up.
You need to do that at 12.
All right. Give it a question.
You ready? What are the names of Ricky's dogs?
Oh shit, Ivy. You usually show the white one.
They're both white.
I know it's Ivy.
I'll give you a hint. It rhymes with a Broadway star's last name, who was just made fun of by
John Travolta.
Oh, Indisa Menzel. Oh, shit. Adina. Is it Adina?
No.
You got 5 seconds.
Damn it. I'm done. I can't. No. I'm done. No.
All right. What were we going to say? Were you going to say one more last word? Were you going to try to guess
Izzy
more?
And Ivy.
We'll give it to you.
It's close.
It's close.
It's Ivy and Izzel.
Oh, well, isn't Izzy? You say Izzy sometimes.
No, I don't ever say that.
Oh, I was trying to pretend like you did. So what did I win? Did I win?
Yes, you won a $10 iTunes card. I can't even talk. A $10 iTunes card.
Send it to Tappy Smelly.
Okay, Toppy Smelly, contact me, and I'll send it to you your way. Thanks,
right, bye, guys.
Thanks for sharing, Timmy Sims. We love you.
You listen to my message, because it was a really nice message. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
All right, bye.
Bye. Love you.
All right, so no more calls. We're done.
We're done with the phone calls, because they take forever, and clearly everyone does not know how to follow instructions.
So we only had two winners? Maybe the prize might increase a little bit for each person, since it was only two. But all right, so we have
hi,
some
bank roller
right
here.
Yeah. Well, balling out of control. That's what happens when you get a raise.
Clearly. All right, so
we just have iTunes reviews.
Yes, iTunes review. While you're getting that shit prepared, I just want to send out a shout out to two of our friends that we saw yesterday.
Are
at
they
the
here?
Show. Oh my god!
No, I mean in the room.
No, stupid.
Oh, okay.
I just want to say, in case you're listening, John and Jen. It was so nice to see you guys last night, and we are serious about having you guys on the podcast, and we're more than happy to have you guys, and we can do a show with you. Also, I'm not sure if my friend, high school friend, who I've been friends with for a very, very long time, his name is Hugo. He left us a wonderful message. He wants to also come on and do a show with us.
Okay.
And he is fucking hysterical.
Okay.
He's a fiery Puerto Rican. He's an actor.
I love him already. You said Puerto Rican.
And he is wanting to be on the show.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
All right. So we have some iTunes reviews. We're going to read the first one. Tim in Alaska. Thank you very much. 5 stars. I love how regardless of what the topic du jour is, these boys always make me smile. And hey, ain't that what life is all about?
That sure the fuck is.
We appreciate it. Thank you very much. Next iTunes review. Funny and entertaining. 5 stars from Michael Zakovec. I hope that's how you say your name. Try to look up you up on Facebook, and I didn't see you there, so you must either be private, or that's not your real name. That is not your real name.
It's not your real name, fool.
This is a great laughing hard. Wait. This is great laughing hard.
Oh, my God. Bitch,
it's
read.
Great living in the area and hearing you guys talk about the areas. Love how you jump from topic to topic. Very fun to listen to. Thank you very much, Michael Zakovec. You've been entered into a contest also. And then we have Foul Monkeys, a seriously entertaining show. 5 stars from Jed ITW, who I think I know who that is, but been listening to this show for quite some time. Ricky and Roger are great at feeding off one another to keep things moving along. This has a nice flow to it, and they are both great guys on the show and off. That Roger, though, hey, Poppy.
I love you, Poppy. I love you, Poppy. I love you, Popeyes. I love you, Papa.
No. Not Popeyes?
No.
Okay.
No.
So we have your 3 names in this drawing. I'm going to shake it up in my hand. Shake it.
A Polaroid picture.
And then, Roger, I'm going to hold it up way high in the sky above your head.
Oh, my God. I can't
And then
reach.
You're going to choose one.
Let me see which one. Okay.
All right. And choose it and read it.
Read it.
Just read it.
Read it. Tim in Alaska.
Tim in Alaska, you won a prize. Make sure you email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com so we can
foulmonkeys@gmail.motherfucking.com.
Oh, I thought I said that, but maybe just, not as gangsta.
I was just repeating what you said, okay. Fool.
Oh, I didn't know I said all that. So we have 6 minutes. Maybe we can have people fire off questions in the chat room for us.
How about we do the one word thing?
No, because I didn't write any words down.
Well, I'm going to give you the fucking words. Duh.
No, I don't know.
Okay.
Let's wait.
No, we'll do it now. So I'm going to say a word and what comes to you first.
No.
Clearly, you don't want to do that. But anyways, so moving along, if someone has any questions in the room.
Fire some questions. Wait, a lot of people left the room.
No,
they're not active.
They're all like changing names and shit.
Oh, okay. Do you love Larry Vader more than you love me? That is a very hard question because I don't like to choose between people. So you're both equally loved by me. Although Larry Vader did one time get us a personal bus at Disney World to take us to where we needed to go. That was pretty awesome.
Bam.
Bam.
That answers your question.
How would you dispose of a dead body?
Why does Ricky hate Squarestown?
Wait, hold on. Let's answer one question at a time. How would we dispose of a dead body? I'd put it in the Chicago River because it would get eaten like in 3 seconds. What would you do?
Good luck with that. I would just burn it.
Wait, who was the other question? Is the level higher or lower? I don't get that. The ratchet level. What podcast holds the record for the most co-host changeover? Ricky! Foul Monkeys! Hey, you guys, I try to keep people. I don't know. It's not me. That's all I have to say.
Why does Ricky hate Squarestown? Let's go back to that one.
Because I'm no longer mayor and it doesn't deserve to be up anymore.
Well, and first, it doesn't exist.
Well,
and we're all above 30.
Joe in Dallas asks, will Roger be going to the Taste of Chicago?
No.
Is it because you've lived here forever and you've already, it's not something that you're interested in anymore? Is that why?
Daniel Brewer, is Roger going to be in Vegas and can I screw up his audio? Daniel Brewer, you're lucky. You're so fucking cute.
Are you coming to Vegas? You still don't know, right?
Does Roger have an imagination? Yes.
Oh my God. Am I not here? I'm asking you questions. Stop reading the room and answer me.
What?
Are you going to Vegas? Have you decided?
I have not decided yet. That is the reason why I ran over that question like a truck.
Okay, good. Pleased to meet you. Christian said, Ricky, what did you do for Squarestown during your mayorship? I was the mayor. That's all that really needs to be answered. I didn't do a damn thing. That's what we're supposed to do.
You, Dan, you no,
that
Dan.
Is American. He's American.
No, Dan, you need to back the fuck off. First of all. Second of all, you need to direct that question to Ed.
And you.
You need to direct that question back to Ed.
We have 3 minutes. Let's see here. Roger, you will not regret going. You will regret not going. Been there, done that. Miss Bacon. Is that special, Ed?
Yes. That's very special,
Ed. He's so nice.
I love Ed, too.
He's so nice. He's always contacting
so,
me.
So nice.
But that Mark, don't even get me started. I mean, he spells his name with a Q. What? Who does that?
Right? Pompous.
You guys, the next show coming up is, oh my God, where did it go? Secretly Timid. Make sure you guys listen to them. And we have 2 minutes to go, so we don't have a lot really else to say. So we can answer some more questions. Actually, you can give us a call at any time at 863-666-0377. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Twitter us at foulmonkeys. And you can Facebook us. Make sure you like our Facebook page because we want to have more likes than Pot is My Co-Pilot. Because apparently it's a
contest.
Or
it's all about me.
Right. So we have 1 minute to go. Thank you all for showing up. We really, really appreciate it.
Yes,
we love all of you. Make sure you go to Pride 48 and you hit that donate link because it's appropriate and that's what you should do. And I think that's it. Roger, is that all we have?
Just remember, have fun. Enjoy.
And?
Enjoy everything.
And?
And suck my dick.
And?
I don't eat my ass.
And?
Swallow them. Always swallow.
Oh.
That's the polite thing to do.
And if you don't?
And then if you don't, pretend you do and then spit.
Like we did Butterfly?
Right.
Oh, we forgot to play Timmy Sims' voicemail. Let's play that like as we go out. I hope it's not that long. Let's see here. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my God.
Oh, Jimmy Bear, I want to be in you. I mean, I mean, you know what I mean.
We're going to leave. Here we go. We're going to leave with this voicemail, and then we got to go. Bye, people.
Bye.
Hey, it's Timmy Sims. I'm the 269 that keeps going to voicemail, so I don't understand why I can't get through. But I wanted to take a moment to let you know how special and wonderful that mini Pride 48 meeting you guys hosted at the Greek restaurant in Chicago during IML and Bear Weekend was. And you were very gracious and kind to allow my friend that I haven't seen in 20 years to join us. And you moved for her to sit next to me. And I can't be more appreciative and thankful for that. And Roger's really cute. So that's all I wanted to say. If I do get through, don't give me any question that has anything to do with your show because I have memory of a gnat. All right, bye. Take care of you.